The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 26, King Puranjana Goes to the Forest to Hunt, and His Queen Becomes Angry. Texts 1 through 3. Narada Vacha Sa Ekada Mahesh Basho Ratam Panchasvamashugam Dvisham Dvi Chakram Ekasam Trivenum Panchabadurum Ekarasmi Ekadamanam Ekadnidam Dvikubaran Pancha Parharanam Sapta Virutam Panchakvikraman Haimopakshakaram Arurya Svarna Varmakshayesudi Ekadasa Chamaritnata Pancha Prastam Agadvinam. Synonyms. Narada Vacha, Narada said, Sa. King Puranjana, Ekada, once upon a time. Maha Ishvasa, carrying his strong bow and arrows, Ratam, chariot. Pancha Asvam, five horses. Asugam, going very swiftly. Dvi Isam, two arrows. Dvi Chakram, two wheels. Eka, one. Aksham, axle. Three, Venum, flags, Pancha, five, Banduram, obstacles, Eka, one, Ramsi, rope, rein, Eka, one, Damanam, chariot driver, Eka, one, Nidam, sitting place, Dvi, two, Kubaram, posts to which the harnesses are fixed, Pancha, five, Pandaranam, weapons, Sapta, seven, Viruntam, coverings or ingredients of the body, Pancha, five, Vikraman, processes, Haima, golden, Upakshkaram, ornaments, Arurya, riding on, Svarna, golden, Varma, arrow, Akshaya, inexhaustible, Ishudi, quiver, Ekadas, 11, Chamunat, commanders, Pancha, 5, Prastham, destinations, objectives, Agat, went, Vanam, to the forest. Translation. The great sage Narada continued, My dear king, once upon a time, King Puranjana took up his great bow, and equipped with golden armor and a quiver of unlimited arrows, and accompanied by 11 commanders, he sat on his chariot driven by 5 swift horses and went to the forest named Panchaprastha. He took with him in that chariot 2 explosive arrows. The chariot itself was situated on 2 wheels and 1 revolving axle. On the chariot were 3 flags, 1 rein, 1 chariot driver, 1 sitting place, 2 poles to which the harness was fixed, 5 weapons and 7 coverings. The chariot moved in 5 different styles, and 5 obstacles lay before it. All the decorations of the chariot were made of gold. Purport. These 3 verses explain how the material body and the living entity is under the control of the 3 qualities of the external energy. The body itself is the chariot, and the living entity is the owner of the body, as explained in Bhagavad Gita 2.13, Deinosminita Dehe. The owner of the body is called the Dehi, and he is situated within this body, specifically within the heart. The living entity is driven by 1 chariot driver. The chariot itself is made of 3 gunas, 3 qualities of material nature, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18.61, Yantra Rudrani Mayaya. The word yantra means, quote, carriage, end quote. The body is given by material nature, and the driver is that of Paramatma, or the supersoul. The living entity is seated within the chariot. This is the actual position. The living entity is always being influenced by the 3 qualities, sattva, goodness, raja, passion, and tamas, ignorance. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.13, Tribi Guna Mayir Bhavai. The living entity is bewildered by the 3 qualities of material nature. These 3 qualities are described in this verse as 3 flags. By a flag, one comes to know who the owner of the chariot is. Similarly, by the influence of the 3 qualities of material nature, one can easily know the direction in which the chariot is moving. In other words, one who has eyes to see can see, understand how the body is being driven, influenced by the particular type of quality of material nature. In these 3 verses, the activity of the living entity is described to prove how the body becomes influenced by the quality of ignorance, even when a person wants to be religious. Narada Muni wanted to prove to King Parchini Barishat that the king was being influenced by the tamagun, the quality of ignorance, even though the king was supposed to be very religious. According to Karmakandiya, the process of fruitive activities, a person performs various sacrifices directed by the Vedas, and in all those sacrifices, animal killing or experimenting on the life of animals to test the power of Vedic mantras is enjoined. Animal killing is certainly conducted under the influence of the mode of ignorance. Even though one may be religiously inclined, animal sacrifices are recommended in the Shastras, not only in the Vedas, but even in the modern scriptures of other sects. These animal sacrifices are recommended in the name of religion, but actually animal sacrifices meant for persons in the mode of ignorance. When such people kill animals, they can at least do so in the name of religion. However, when the religious system is transcendental, like the Vaishnava religion, there is no place for animal sacrifice. Such a transcendental religious system is recommended by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 1866. Sarva dharman pratyaja mamikam sharanam braja hamtam sarva papebhyo mokshayami mashicha. Quote, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. End quote. Because King Prachini Barishat was engaged in performing various sacrifices in which animals were killed, Narada Muni pointed out that such sacrifices are being influenced by the mode of ignorance. From the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam 112, it is said, Dharma Projita Kaitavotra, all kinds of religious systems that are involved in cheating are completely kicked out of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavad Dharma, the religion dealing with one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, animal sacrifice is not recommended. In the performance of Sankirtan Jaga, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, there is no recommendation for animal sacrifices. In these three verses, King Paranjana going to the forest to kill animals is symbolic of the living entities being driven by the mode of ignorance and thus engaging in different activities for sense gratification. The material body itself indicates that the living entity is already influenced by the three modes of material nature and that he is driven to enjoy material resources. When the body is influenced by the mode of ignorance, its infection becomes very acute. When it's influenced by the mode of passion, the infection is at the symptomatic stage. However, when the body is influenced by the mode of goodness, the materialistic infection becomes purified. Ritualistic ceremonies recommended in religious systems are certainly on the platform of goodness. But because within this material world, even in the mode of goodness, is sometimes polluted by the other qualities, namely passion and ignorance, a man in goodness is sometimes driven by the influence of ignorance. It is herein described that King Paranjana once went to the forest to kill animals. This means that he, the living entity, came under the influence of the mode of ignorance. The forest in which King Paranjana engaged in hunting was named Panchaprastha. The word pancha means five, and this indicates the objects of the five genitals. The body has five working senses, namely the hands, the legs, the tongue, the rectum, and the genitals. By taking full advantage of these working senses, the body enjoys material life. The chariot is driven by five horses, which represents the five sense organs, namely the eyes, ears, nose, skin, and tongue. These sense organs are very easily attracted by the sense objects. Consequently, the horses are described as moving swiftly. On the chariot, King Paranjana kept two explosive weapons, which may be compared to ahankar, or false ego. This false ego is typified by two attitudes. I am this body, ahanta, and everything in my bodily relationship belongs to me, mamata. The two wheels of the chariot may be compared to the two moving facilities, namely sinful life and religious life. The chariot is decorated with three flags, which represent the three modes of material nature. The five kinds of obstacles, or uneven roads, represent the five kinds of air passing within the body. These are prana, apana, udana, samana, and yavayana. The body itself is covered by seven coverings, namely skin, muscle, fat, bone, marrow, bone, blood, marrow, bone, and semen. The living entity is covered by three subtle material elements and five gross material elements. These are actually obstacles placed before the living entity on the path of liberation from material bondage. The word ramshi, rope, in this verse indicates the mind. The word nida is also significant, for nida indicates the nest where a bird takes rest. In this case, nida is the heart where the living entity is situated. The living entity sits in one place only. The causes of his bondage are two, namely lamentation and illusion. In material existence, the living entity simply hankers to get something he can never get. Therefore, he's an illusion. As a result of being in this illusory situation, the living entity is always lamenting. Thus, lamentation and illusion are described herein as dvikubara, the two posts of bondage. The living entity carries out various desires through five different processes, which indicate the working of the five working senses. The golden ornaments and dress indicate that the living entity is influenced by the quality of rajagun, passion. One who has a good deal of money or riches is especially driven by the mode of passion. Being influenced by the mode of passion, one desires so many things for enjoyment in this material world. The 11 commanders represent the 10 senses in the mind. The mind is always making plans with the 10 commanders to enjoy the material world. The forest named Panchaprastha, where the king went to hunt, is the forest of the five sense objects, form, taste, sound, smell, and touch. Thus, in these three verses, Narada Muni describes the position of the material body and the engagement of the living entity within it. Text 4. Chachara mrigayam tatra dripta ateshu karmaka vihaya jayam atadarham mrigavash vyasana lalasa. Synonyms. Chachara, executed. Mrigayam, hunting. Tatra, there. Dripta, being proud, atta, having taken, ishu, arrows, karmaka, bow, vihaya, given up, jayam, his wife, atat arham, although impossible, mriga, hunting, vyasana, evil activities, lalasu, being inspired by. Translation. It was almost impossible for King Paranjana to give up the company of his queen, even for a moment. Nonetheless, on that day, being very much inspired by the desire to hunt, he took up his bow and arrow with great pride and went to the forest, not caring for his wife. Purport. One form of hunting is known as woman hunting. The conditioned soul is never satisfied with one wife. Those whose senses are very much uncontrolled especially try to hunt for many women. King Paranjana is abandoning the company of his religiously married wife as representative of the conditioned soul's attempt to hunt for many women for sense gratification. Wherever a king goes, he is supposed to be accompanied by his queen, but when the king or conditioned soul becomes greatly overpowered by the desire for sense gratification, he does not care for religious principles. Instead, with great pride, he accepts the bows and arrows of attachment and hatred. Our consciousness is always working in two ways, the right way and the wrong way. When one becomes too proud of his position, influenced by the mode of passion, gives up the right path and accepts the wrong one. Kshatriya kings are sometimes advised to go to the forest to hunt ferocious animals just to learn how to kill, but such forays are never meant for sense gratification. Killing animals to eat their flesh is forbidden for human beings. Text 5. Asuram vrittim ashritya guratma niranugaraha Nyanahanam nisiter banar vanesu vanagocharan. Synonyms. Asuram, demoniac, vrittim, occupation, astritya, taking shelter of, gora, horrible, atma, consciousness, heart, niranu garaha, without mercy, nyahanta, killed, nisitai, by sharp, banai, arrows, vanesu, in the forests, vanagocharan, the forest animals. Translation. At that time, King Paranjana was very much influenced by demoniac propensities. Because of this, his heart became very hard and merciless, and with sharp arrows he killed many innocent animals in the forest, taking no consideration. Purport. When a man becomes too proud of his material position, he tries to enjoy his senses in an unrestricted way, being influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance. He is thus described as asuric, or demoniac. When people are demoniac in spirit, they are not merciful toward the poor animals. Consequently, they maintain various animal slaughterhouses. This is technically called suna or hingsa, which means the killing of living beings. In Kali Yuga, due to the increase of the modes of passion and ignorance, almost all men are suric or demoniac, and therefore they are very much fond of eating flesh, and for this end they maintain various kinds of animal slaughterhouses. In this age of Kali, the principle for mercy is almost nil. Consequently, there is always fighting and wars between men and nations. Men do not understand that because they unrestrictedly kill so many animals, they must also be slaughtered by animals like animals in big wars. This is very much evident in the Western countries. In the West, slaughterhouses are maintained without restriction, and therefore every fifth or tenth year there's a big war in which countless people are slaughtered, and even more cruelly than the animals. Sometimes during war, soldiers keep their enemies in the concentration camps and kill them in very cruel ways. These are reactions brought about by unrestricted animal killings in the slaughterhouses and by hunters in the forest. Proud, demoniac persons do not know the laws of nature or laws of God. Consequently, they unrestrictedly kill poor animals, not caring for them at all. In the Krishna consciousness movement, animal killing is completely prohibited. One is not accepted as a bona fide student in this movement unless he promises to follow the four regulative principles. No animal killing, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. This Krishna consciousness movement is the only means by which the sinful activities of men in this Kali Yuga can be counteracted. Text 6. Ditreshu pratidrishteshu raja medyan pasunvane yavad artam alum lubdo hanyad iti niyamate. Synonyms: tirteshu, in holy places, pratidrishteshu, according to the direction of the Vedas, raja, a king, medyan, fit for sacrifice, pashun, animals, vane, in the forest, yavat, so much as, artam, required, alum, not more than that, lubda, being greedy, hanyat, one may kill, iti, thus, niyamyate, it is regulated. Translation: if a king is too attracted to eating flesh, he may, according to the directions of the revealed scriptures on sacrificial performances, go to the forest and kill some animals that are recommended for killing. One is not allowed to kill animals unnecessarily or without restrictions. The Vedas regulate animal killing to stop the extravagance of foolish men influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance. Purport: the question may be raised why a living being should be restricted in sense gratification. If a king, to learn how to kill, may go to the forest and kill animals, why should a living entity who has been given senses not be allowed unrestricted sense gratification? At the present moment, this argument is put forward by so-called swamis and yogis, who publicly say that because we have senses, we must satisfy them by sense gratification. These foolish swamis and yogis, however, do not know the injunctions of the shastras. Sometimes, indeed, these rascals come out to defy the shastras. They've even publicly announced that there should be no more shastras, no more books. Quote, just come to me, end quote, they say, quote, and I shall touch you, and you will immediately become spiritually advanced, end quote. Because demonic people want to be cheated, so many cheaters are present to cheat them. At the present moment in this age of Kali Yuga, the entire human society has become an assembly of cheaters and cheated. For this reason, the Vedic scriptures have given us the proper directions for sense gratification. Everyone is inclined in this age to eat meat and fish and drink liquor and indulge in sex life, but according to the Vedic injunctions, sex is only allowed in marriage. Meat eating is only allowed when an animal is killed and offered before the goddess Kali, and intoxication is allowed only in a restricted way. In this verse, the word nimiyate indicates that all these things, namely animal killing, intoxication, and sex, should be regulated. Regulations are meant for human beings, not for animals. When the traffic regulations on the street telling people to keep to the right or the left are meant for human beings, not for animals. If an animal violates such a law, he's never punished, but a human being is punished. The Vedas are not meant for the animals, but for the understanding of human society. A person who indiscriminately violates the rules and regulations given by the Vedas is liable to be punished. One should therefore not enjoy his senses according to his lusty desires, but should restrict himself according to the regulative principles given in the Vedas. If a king is allowed to hunt in a forest, it is not for his sense gratification. We cannot simply experiment in the art of killing. If a king, being afraid to meet rogues and thieves, kills poor animals and eats their flesh comfortably at home, he must lose his position. Because in this age kings have such demonic propensities, monarchy is abolished by the laws of nature in every country. People have become so degraded that in this age, on the one hand, they restrict polygamy, and on the other hand, they hunt for women in so many ways. Many business concerns publicly advertise that topless girls are available in this club or in that shop. Thus, women have become instruments of sense enjoyment in modern society. The Vedas enjoin, however, that if a man has a propensity to enjoy more than one wife, or as is sometimes the propensity for men in the higher social order, such as the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, and even sometimes the Shudras, he is allowed to marry more than one wife. Marriage means taking complete charge of a woman and leaving peacefully without debauchery. At the present moment, however, debauchery is unrestricted. Nevertheless, society makes a law that one should not marry more than one wife. This is typical of demoniac society. Text 7. Ya evam karma niyatam vidvan kurvita manava karmana tena rajendra yanena na salipate. Synonyms. Anyone who, evam, thus, karma activities, niyatam, regulated, vidvam, learned, kurvita, should perform, manava, a human being, karmana, by such activities, tena, by this, rajendra, O king, jananena, by advancement of knowledge, na, never, sa, he, lipyate, becomes involved. Translation, Narada Muni continues to speak to King Parchini Barashat. My dear king, any person who works according to the directions of the Vedic scriptures does not become involved in fruitive activities. Purport. Just as a government may issue trade licenses in order for its citizens to act in a certain way, the Vedas contain injunctions that restrain and regulate all of our fruitive activities. All living entities who have come to this into this material world to enjoy themselves. Consequently, the Vedas are given to regulate sense enjoyment. One who enjoys his senses under the regulative principles does not become entangled in the actions and reactions of his activities. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 3.9, Yajnartat Karmana. One should act only for the performance of Jaga or to satisfy Lord Vishnu. Ayantra Lokayam Karma Bandhana. Otherwise, any action will produce a reaction by which the living entity will be bound. A human being is especially meant to attain liberation from the bondage of birth, death, old age, and disease. He is therefore directed by the Vedic regulative principles to work in such a way that he may fulfill his desires for sense gratification and at the same time gradually become freed from material bondage. Action according to these such principles is called knowledge. Indeed, the word Veda means knowledge. The word jnanena salipite indicate that by following the Vedic principles, one does not become involved in the actions and reactions of his fruitive activities. Everyone is therefore advised to act in terms of the Vedic injunctions and not irresponsibly. When a person within a state acts according to the laws and licenses of the government, he does not become involved in criminal activities. Man-made laws, however, are always defective because they're made by men who are prone to commit mistakes, being illusioned, cheating, and having imperfect senses. The Vedic instructions are different because they do not have these four defects. The Vedic instructions are not subject to mistakes. The knowledge of the Vedas is knowledge directly received from God, and there consequently is no question of illusion, cheating, mistakes, or imperfect senses. All Vedic knowledge is perfect because it's revealed directly from God by the Parampara disciplic succession. In Srimad Bhagavatam 111, it is said, Teni Brahmari Dayak Adikaviye. The original creature of this universe, known as Adikavi, or Lord Brahma, was instructed by Krishna through the heart. After receiving these Vedic instructions from Lord Krishna himself, Brahma distributed the knowledge by the Parampara system to Narada, and Narada in turn distributed the knowledge to Vyas. In this way, Vedic knowledge is perfect. If we act according to the Vedic knowledge, there is no question of being involved in sinful activities. Text 8. Anyata karma kurvano mana rudro nibadyate guna parvaha patito nasta pragno vrajatiyada. Synonyms. Anyata, otherwise, karma, fruitive activities, kurvana, while acting, mana aruda, being influenced by false prestige, nibayate, one becomes entangled, guna pravaha, by the influence of the material qualities, pratita, fallen, nasta pragna, bereft of all intelligence, vrajati, thus he goes, ada, down. Translation, otherwise, a person who acts whimsically falls down due to false prestige. Thus, he becomes involved in the laws of nature, which are composed of the three qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance. In this way, a living entity becomes devoid of his real intelligence, becomes perpetually lost in the cycle of birth and death. Thus, he goes up and down from a microbe in stool to a high position in the Brahmaloka planet. Purport. There are many important words in this verse. The first is anyata, quote, otherwise, end quote, which indicates that one who does not care for the Vedic rules and regulations. The rules and regulations laid down in the Vedas are called Shastravidhi. Bhagavad Gita clearly states that one who does not accept the Shastravidhi, or rules and regulations mentioned in the Vedic scriptures, and acts whimsically or puffed up with false pride, never attains perfection in life, in this life, nor does he attain happiness or liberation from the material condition. Ya Shastravidhim Ashridya Vartate Kamakarata Nasa Siddhim Avanopni Avavnopti Nashukam Na Paramgatim. Quote, he who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 16:23. Thus, one who is deliberately transgressing the rules and regulations of the Shastra is simply involving himself more and more in material existence in the three modes of material nature. Human society should therefore follow the Vedic principles of life, which are summarized in Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, life in material existence will continue. Foolish persons do not know that the soul is passing through 8,400,000 species of life. By the gradual process of evolution, one comes to the human form of life, and he is supposed to follow the rules and regulations laid down in the Vedas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the living entity, since time immemorial, is suffering the threefold miseries of material nature due to his demonic attitude, which is his spirit of revolt against the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna also confirms this in Bhagavad Gita 15:7. Mamaivam sojiva loka jiva bhuta sanatana mana sastriandriyani prakritistani karshati. Quote, the living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. End quote. Every living entity is a part and parcel of God. There is no reason for the living entities being put into the miserable threefold condition of material existence, but that he voluntarily accepts material existence on the false pretext of becoming an enjoyer. To save him from this horrible condition, the Lord has given all the Vedic literatures in his incarnation of Vyasadeva. It is therefore said, Krishna Buli Se Jiva Anadi Bahir Mukha Ataiva Maya Tare Se Daya Samsara Dukha. Quote, by forgetting Krishna, the living entity has become materialistic since time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy of Krishna is giving him different types of miseries in material existence. End quote. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 21:17. Maya Mugda Jivara Nahi Svasta Krishna Gyan Jivara Kripaya Kali Krishna Veda Puran. Quote, when a living entity is enchanted by the external energy, he cannot revive his original Krishna consciousness independently. Due to such circumstances, Krishna has kindly given him the Vedic literature, such as the four Vedas and the 18 Puranas. End quote. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 21:22. Every human being should therefore take advantage of the Vedic instructions. Otherwise, one will be bound by his whimsical activities and will be without any guide. The word mana rudha is also very significant in this verse. Under the pretext of becoming great philosophers and scientists, men throughout the whole world are working on the mental platform. Such men are generally non-devotees due to not caring for the instructions given by the Lord to the first living creature, Lord Brahma. The Bhagavatam 5:18-12 therefore says, Harava bhaktasi kutu mahat guna mato rendan raten na sati davato bahi. A person who is a non-devotee has no good qualifications because he acts on the mental platform. One who acts on the mental platform has to change his standard of knowledge periodically. We consequently see that one philosopher may disagree with another philosopher, and one scientist may put forward a theory contradicting a theory of another scientist. This is all due to their working on the mental platform without a standard of knowledge. In the Vedic instructions, therefore, or however, the standard of knowledge is accepted, and although it may appear sometimes that the statements are contradictory. But because the Vedas are the standard of knowledge, even though they may appear contradictory, they should be accepted. If one does not accept them, he will be bound by the material conditions. The material conditions are described in this verse as guna pravaha, the flowing of the three modes of material nature. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore says in a song, Michi Mayadavasi Yachi Bhaisi Kachi Habadu Bubai. Quote, why are you suffering? Why are you sometimes being drowned in the waves of material nature and sometimes coming to the surface? End quote. Jiva Krishna Das Abishwas Kai Tararuk Dukanai. Quote, please, therefore, accept yourself as the servant of Krishna, then you will be freed from all miseries. End quote. As soon as one surrenders to Krishna and accepts the perfect standard of knowledge, which is Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you will come out of the material modes of nature and does not fall down and lose his knowledge. Nasta Prajna. The word Prajna means perfect knowledge. And Nasta Prajna means one who has no perfect knowledge. One who does not have perfect knowledge has only mental speculation. By such mental speculation, one falls down and down into a hellish condition of life. By transgressing the laws laid down in the Shastras, one cannot become pure in heart. When one's heart is not purified, one acts according to the three modes of material nature. These activities are very nicely described in verses 1 through 6 in the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita 2:45 further explains, Trigunya Vishya Veda Nishtrigunya Bhavarjana Nirvanvo Nityasattvashto Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. Quote, the Vedas mainly deal with the subject of the three modes of material nature. Rise above these modes, O Arjuna. Be transcendental to all of them. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety, and be established in the self. End quote. The entire world and all material knowledge is within the three modes of material nature. One has to transcend these modes, and to attain the platform of transcendence, one must follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become perfect in life. Otherwise, one will be knocked down by the waves of the material nature's three modes. This is further explained in Srimad Bhagavatam 7:530 in the words of Prahlad Maharaj. Matir na krishne pratasvatova mito bipadyeta grihavatanam andata gobir visitam tamishram punapunas charvita charvananam. Materialistic persons who are too much engaged in the material enjoyment, who do not know anything beyond their material experiences, are carried by the whims of material nature. They live a life characterized by chewing the chewed, and they are controlled by their uncontrolled senses. Thus, they go down to the darkest regions of hellish life. Text 9. Tatra nirbina gatranam chitravajai shilimukai viplavo bud dukitanam dushashak karunatmanam. Synonyms. Tatra, there, nirbina, being pierced, gatranam, whose bodies chitravajai, with variegated feathers, stila mukai, by the arrows, viplava, destruction, abut, was done, dukitanam, of the most aggrieved, dushasha, unbearable, karuna atmanam, for persons who are very merciful. Translation. When King Paranjana was hunting in this way, many animals within the forest lost their lives with great pain, being pierced by sharp arrowheads. Upon seeing these devastating ghastly activities performed by the king, all the people who were merciful by nature became very unhappy. Such merciful persons could not tolerate seeing all this killing. Purport. When demonic persons engage in animal killing, the demigods or the devotees of the Lord are very much afflicted by this killing. Demonic civilization in this modern age maintain various types of slaughterhouses all over the world. Rascal swamis and yogis encourage foolish people to go on eating flesh and killing animals and at the same time continue their so-called meditation and mystical practices. All these affairs are ghastly, and a compassionate person, namely a devotee of the Lord, becomes very unhappy to see such a sight. The hunting process is also carried on in a different way, as we've already explained, hunting women, drinking different types of liquor, becoming intoxicated, killing animals, and enjoying sex all serve as the basis of modern civilization. Vaishnavas are unhappy to see such a situation in the world, and therefore they are very busy spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. The devotees are pained to see the hunting and killing of animals in the forest, the wholesale slaughter of animals in the slaughterhouses, the exploitation of young girls and brothels and that function under different names as clubs and societies. Being very much compassionate upon the killing of animals and sacrifice, the great sage Narada began his instructions to King Parshini Barishat. In these instructions, Narada Muni explained that devotees like him are very much afflicted by the killing of all the killing that goes on in human society. Not only are saintly persons afflicted by this killing, but even God himself is afflicted and therefore comes down in the incarnation of Lord Buddha. Jayadeva Goswami therefore sings, Sadhaya Hridaya Darshita Pasugatam. Simply, to stop the killing of animals, Lord Buddha compassionately appeared. Some rascals put forward the theory that an animal has no soul and is something like a dead zone. In this way, they rationalize that there is no sin in animal killing. Actually, animals are not dead stone, but the killers of animals are stone-hearted. Consequently, no reason or philosophy appeals to them. They continue keeping slaughterhouses and killing animals in the forest. The conclusion is that one who does not care for the instructions of saintly persons like Narada and his disciple succession surely falls into the category of Nastaprajna and thus goes to hell. Text 10. Shashan Varharan Mahisan Gavyan Ruru Shalikyakan Medyan Anyam Shavid Vividan Vinignan Shrama Adyagat. Synonyms: Shashan rabbits, Varahan boars, Mahisan buffalo, Gavyan bison, Ruru black deer, Shalikyakan porcupines, Medyan game animals, Anyan others, Cha and Vividan various Nigan, by killing, Shraman Adyagat, became very tired. Translation. In this way, King Paranjana killed many animals, including rabbits, boars, buffalo, bison, black deer, porcupines, and other game animals. After killing and killing, the king became very tired. Purport. Person in the mode of ignorance commits many sinful activities. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami explains that a man becomes sinful out of ignorance only. The resultant effect of sinful life is suffering. Those who are not in knowledge, who commit violations of the standard laws, are subject to be punished under criminal laws. Similarly, the laws of nature are very stringent. If a child touches fire without knowing the effect, he must be burned, even though he's only a child. If a child violates the law of nature, there is no compassion. Only through ignorance does a person violate the laws of nature, and when he comes to the knowledge, he does not commit any more sinful acts. The king became tired after killing so many animals. When a man comes in contact with a saintly person, he becomes aware of the stringent laws of nature and thus becomes a religious person. Irreligious persons are like animals, but in this Krishna consciousness movement, such persons can come to a sense of understanding things as they are and abandon the four principles of prohibited activities, namely illicit sex life, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. This is the beginning of religious life. Those who are so-called religious and indulge in these four principles of prohibited activities are pseudo-religionists. Religious life and sinful life cannot parallel one another. If one is serious in accepting a religious path, life, or a path of salvation, he must adhere to the four basic rules and regulations. However sinful a man may be, if he receives knowledge from the proper spiritual master and repents his past activities in his sinful life and stops them, he immediately becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead. This is made possible just by following the rules and regulations given by the Shastra and following the bona fide spiritual master. At present, the whole world is on the verge of retiring from blind materialistic civilization, which may be likened to hunting animals in the forest. People should take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement and leave their troublesome life of killing. It is said that the killers of animals should neither live nor die. If they live only to kill animals and enjoy women, life is not very prosperous. And as soon as a killer dies, he enters a cycle of birth and death into lower species of life. That also is not desirable. The conclusion is that killers should retire from the killing business and take to this Krishna consciousness movement to make life perfect. A confused, frustrated man cannot get relief by committing suicide, because suicide will simply lead him to take birth in the lower species of life or to remain a ghost, unable to attain a gross material body. Therefore, the perfect course is to retire altogether from sinful activities and take up Krishna consciousness. In this way, one can become perfect, completely perfect, and go back home, back to Godhead. Text 11. Tatakshutit parishtranto nivito gaham eivim vam kritasvano chitahara samsvivesha gataklama. Synonyms: tata, thereafter, kshut, by hunger, treat, thirst, Parishranta being too fatigued, Nivritta having ceased, Griham Evon came back to his home, Krita taken Sanana bath, Uchitadara exactly required foodstuffs, Sambisesha took rest, Gataklama freed from all fatigue. Translation. After this, the king, very much fatigued, hungry, and thirsty, returned to his royal palace. After returning, he took a bath and had an appropriate dinner. Then he took rest and thus became free from all restlessness. Purport. A materialistic person works throughout the whole week very, very hard. He's always asking, quote, where's money? Where's money? End quote. Then at the end of the week, he wants to retire from these activities and go to a secluded place to rest. King Pranjana returned to his home because he was very much fatigued from hunting animals in the forest. In this way, his consciousness came to a stop from committing further sinful activities and make him return home. In Bhagavad Gita, materialistic persons are described as duskritana, which indicates that those who are always engaged in sinful activities. When a person comes to his senses and understands how he's entangled in sinful activities, he returns to his conscious, which is here and figuratively described as the palace. Generally, a materialistic person is infected by the materialistic modes of passion and ignorance. The results of passion and ignorance are lust and greed. In the life of materialist, activities means working in lust and greed. However, when he comes to his senses, he wants to retire. According to Vedic civilization, such retirement is positively recommended, and this portion of life is called vanaprastha. Retirement is absolutely necessary for a materialist who wants to become free from the activities of a sinful life. King Pranjana is returning home, taking bath, and having an appropriate dinner indicate that a materialistic person must retire from sinful activities and become purified by accepting a spiritual master and hearing from him about the values of life. If one would do this, he would feel completely refreshed, just as one feels after taking a bath. After receiving renunciation from a bona fide spiritual master, one must abandon all kinds of sinful activities, namely illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. The word uchitahara used in this verse is important. Uchita means appropriate. One must eat appropriately and not take after food as hogs take after stool. For a human being, there are eatables described in Bhagavad Gita 17.8 as sattvika ahara, or food in the mode of goodness. One should not indulge in eating food in the modes of passion and ignorance. This is called uchitahara, or appropriate eating. One who is always eating meat or drinking liquor, which is eating and drinking in passion and ignorance, must give these things up so that his real consciousness may be awakened. In this way, one may become peaceful and refreshed. If one is restless or fatigued, one cannot understand the science of God. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.20, Evam prasana manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Unless one can become free from the influence of passion and ignorance, he cannot be pacified, and without being pacified, one cannot understand the science of God. King Pranjana returning home is indicative of man's returning to his original consciousness, known as Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is absolutely necessary for one who has committed a lot of sinful activities, especially killing animals or hunting in the forest. Text 12. Atmana maharyam chakre dupal yetlepa shrag adibi sadavalankrita sarvango mahishyam adade mana. Synonyms. Atmanam, himself, arya arhayam, as it ought to be done, chakre did, dupa, incense, alepa, smearing the body with sandalwood pulp, shrag, garlands, adibi, beginning with sadhu, saintly, beautifully, alankrita, being decorated, sarvanga, all over the body, maishyam, unto the queen, adade, he gave, mana, mind. Translation. After this, King Pranjana decorated his body with suitable ornaments. He also smeared scented sandalwood pulp over his body and put on flower garlands. In this way, he became completely refreshed. After this, he began to search out his queen. Purport. When a man comes into good consciousness and accepts a saintly person as a spiritual master, he hears many Vedic instructions in the form of philosophy, stories, narrations about great devotees, and transactions between God and his devotees. In this way, a man becomes refreshed in mind, exactly like a person who smears scented sandalwood pulp all over his body and decorates himself with ornaments. These decorations may be compared to knowledge of religion itself. Although through such knowledge, one becomes detached from a materialistic way of life and engages himself in always hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other Vedic literatures. The word sadavalankrita, used in this verse, indicates that one must be absorbed in knowledge gathered from instructions of saintly persons. Just as King Paranjana began to search out his better half, the queen, one who is decorated with knowledge and instructions from saintly persons should try to search out his original consciousness, Krishna consciousness. One cannot return to Krishna consciousness unless he is favored by the instructions of a saintly person. Therefore, Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Chitete Karayaika. If we want to become saintly persons, if we want to return to our original Krishna consciousness, we must associate with Sadhu, saintly person, Shastra, authoritative Vedic literature, and Guru, a bona fide spiritual master. This is the process. Text 13. Tripto Hrista Sudiptas Cha Kandar Pakshista Manasa. Na vyachasta vararoham grinim griha medinam. Synonyms. Tripta, satisfied. Hashta, joyful. Sudipta, being very proud. Cha, also. Kandarpa, by Cupid. Krista, attracted. Manasa, his mind. Na, did not. Vyachasta, try. Vara arodam, higher consciousness. Ninim, his wife. Griha medinam, one who keeps her husband in material life. Translation. After taking his dinner and having his thirst and hunger satisfied, King Paranjana felt some joy in his heart. Instead of being elevated to a higher consciousness, he became captivated by Cupid, and he was moved by a desire to find his wife, who kept him satisfied in his household life. Purport. And this verse is very significant for those desiring to elevate themselves to a higher level of Krishna consciousness. When a person is initiated by a spiritual master, he changes his habits and does not eat undesirable eatables or engage in the eating of meat, drinking of liquor, illicit sex, or gambling. Sattvikahara, foodstuffs in the mode of goodness, are described in the Shastras as wheat, rice, vegetables, fruits, milk, sugar, and milk products. Simple foods like rice, dal, chapatis, vegetables, milk, and sugar constitute a balanced diet, but sometimes it is found that an initiated person in the name of prasad eats very luxurious foodstuffs. Due to his past sinful life, he becomes attracted by Cupid and eats good food voraciously. It is clearly visible that when a neophyte in Krishna consciousness eats too much, he falls down. Instead of being elevated to pure Krishna consciousness, he becomes attracted by Cupid. The so-called brahmacharya becomes agitated by women, and the vanaprastha may again become captivated into having sex with his wife, or he may begin to search out another wife. Due to some sediment, he may give up his own wife and come into the association of devotees and a spiritual master, but due to his past sinful life, he cannot stay. Instead of being elevated to Krishna consciousness, he falls down, being attracted by Cupid, and takes to another wife for sex enjoyment. The fall of the neophyte devotee from path of Krishna consciousness down to material life is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.17 by Narada Muni. Takta Shradharman Chanura Nam Bhojar Harer Bhajan Apakvo Tapatet Yato Tato Yadi Tatrakvab Avid Bhadram Abuddha Musya Kim Kovarta Apto Bhajatam Shradharmata. This indicates that although a neophyte devotee may fall down from the path of Krishna consciousness due to his immaturity, his service to Krishna never goes in vain. However, a person who remains steadfastly in his family duty or so-called social and family obligation does not take to Krishna consciousness receives no profit. One who comes to Krishna consciousness must be very cautious and refrain from prohibited activities as defined by Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita. Atyahara prayastascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangaschaloyamcha sabdir bhakti vinasiti. A neophyte devotee should neither eat too much nor collect more money than necessary. Eating too much or collecting too much is called atyahara. For such atyahara, one must endeavor very much. This is called prayasa. Superficially, one may show himself to be very much faithful to the rules and regulations, but at the same time not be fixed in the regulative principles. This is called niyamagraha. By mixing with undesirable persons or janasanga, one becomes tainted with lust and greed and falls down from the path of devotional service. text 14. Anta pura striyo prichad vimana eva vedisat. Api va kushalam rama sheshvaran rinam yatapura. Synonyms. Antapura, household, striya, women. Aprichat, he asked, vimana, being very much anxious, eva, like, vedishat, o king bari, trachini bari, api, weather, ba, your, kushalam, good fortune, rama, o you beautiful women, sa ishraninam, with your mistress, yata as pura, before. Translation, at that time, King Paranjana was a little anxious, and he inquired from the household women, my dear beautiful women, are you and your mistress all very happy like before or not? Purport. In this verse, the word Vaisat indicates King Prachini Bari. When a man becomes refreshed by association with devotees and awakes to Krishna consciousness, he consults the activities of his mind, namely thinking, feeling, and willing, and decides whether he should return to his material activities or stay steady in spiritual consciousness. The word kushalam refers to that which is auspicious. One can make his home perfectly auspicious when he engages in devotional service to Lord Vishnu. When one is engaged in activities other than Vishnu Bhakti, or in other words, when one is engaged in material activities, he's always filled with anxieties. A sane man should consult his mind, its thinking, feeling, and willing processes, and decide how these processes should be utilized. If one always thinks of Krishna, feels how to serve Krishna, and executes and wills to execute the order of Krishna, it should be known that he has taken good instruction from his intelligence, which is called the mother. Although the king was refreshed, he nonetheless inquired about his wife. Thus, he was consulting, thinking, and willing how he could return to his steady, good consciousness. The mind may suggest that by Vishaya Boga, or sense enjoyment, one can become happy, but when one becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness, he does not derive happiness from material activities. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita 2.59. Vishaya vanivartante nirhashadeno rasavarja marsopyasya paramdrishtvana vartate. Quote, the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains, but ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he's fixed in consciousness, end quote. One cannot be unattached to the sense objects unless he finds better engagement in devotional service, paramdrishtvanavartate. One can cease from material activities only when one engages in devotional service. Text 15. Na tatai hari rochante griheshu griha sampada yadi nasyad grihe mata patni va pati devata vyange rata eva pragna ko namasita dinavat. Synonyms. Na, not tata, like before. Etari, at this moment, rochante, become pleasing. Griheshu, at home. Griha sampada, all household paraphernalia. Yadi, if, na, not, sya, there is. Grihe, at home. Mata, mother, patni, wife. Va, or, pati devata, devoted to the husband. Vyange, without wheels, rate in the chariot, eva like prajna, learned man, ka, who is that, nama indeed, asita would sit, dinavat, like a poverty-stricken creature. Translation. King Pranjana said, I do not understand why my household paraphernalia does not attract me as before. I think that if there is neither a mother nor a devoted wife at home, the home is like a chariot without wheels. Where is the fool who will sit down in such an unworkable chariot? Purport. The great politician Chanakya Pandit said, Matya se grihe nasti bharya chapriya vadini aranam tena gantavyam yataranyam gatagrihim. Quote, if a person has neither a mother nor a pleasing wife at home, he should leave home and go to the forest, because for him there is no difference between the forest and home, end quote. The real mata, or mother, is devotional service to the Lord. The real patni, or devoted wife, is a wife who helps her husband execute regulated religious principles in devotional service. These two things are required for a happy home. Actually, a woman is supposed to be the energy of the man. Historically, in the background of every great man, there is either a mother or a wife. One's household life is very successful if he has both a good wife and mother. such a case, everything about household affairs and all the paraphernalia in the house becomes very pleasing. Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had both a good mother and a pleasing wife, and he was very happy at home. Nonetheless, for the benefit of the whole human race, he took sannyas and left both his mother and wife. In other words, it is essential that one have both a good mother and wife in order to become perfectly happy at home. Otherwise, home life has no meaning. Unless one is religiously guided by intelligence and renders devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his home can never become very pleasing to a saintly person. In other words, if a man has a good mother or a good wife, there is no need of his taking sannyas. That is, unless it is absolutely necessary, as it was for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 16. Kva vartate la salalana majantam vyasaranave yanam adharate pragnam dipayanti pade pade. Synonyms. Tva, where, vartate, is now staying, sashi, lalana, woman, vajantam, while drowning, vyasana arnave, in the ocean of danger, yahu, mam, me, udarata, rate, delivers, prajnam, good intelligence, dipayanti, enlightening, pade, pade, at every step. Translation, kindly let me know about the whereabouts of that beautiful woman who always saves me, when I am drowning in the ocean of danger. By giving me good intelligence at every step, she always saves me. Purport. There is no difference between a good wife and good intelligence. One who possesses good intelligence can deliberate properly and save himself from many dangerous conditions. In material existence, there is danger at every step. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.58, it is said, Padam padam yet vipadam natesham. This material world is not actually a place for tour residence for an intelligent person or a devotee, because here there is danger at every step. Vaikuntha is the real poem for the pure devotee, for there is no anxiety and no danger. Rude intelligence means becoming Krishna conscious. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Krishna ye bhaje sabada chatura. Unless one is Krishna conscious, he cannot be called an intelligent person. Herein, we see that King Paranjana was searching after his good wife, who always helped him out of the dangerous situations that always occur in material existence. As already explained, the real wife is Dharmapatni. That is, a woman accepted in marriage by ritualistic ceremony is called Dharmapatni, which indicates that she is accepted in terms of religious principles. Children born of a Dharmapatni inherit the property of the father, but children born of a woman who is not properly married does not inherit the father's property. The word Dharmapatni also refers to a chaste wife. A chaste wife is one who has never had any connection with men before her marriage. Once a woman is given freedom to mingle with all kinds of men in her youth, it is very difficult to keep her chaste. When butter is brought to the proximity of fire, it melts. The woman is like fire and man is like the butter. But if one gets a chaste wife accepted through a religious marriage ritual, she can be of great help when one is threatened by the many dangerous situations of life. Actually, such a wife can become the source of all good intelligence. With such a good wife, the family's engagement in devotional service to the Lord actually make a home a grihastha ashram, or household dedicated to spiritual cultivation. Rama uchu naranata na jamin janimans mas tvat priya yad vyavasati bhutale nirvavastare sayanam pasya shrutahan. Synonyms. Rama uchu, the woman thus spoke. Nara nat o king na janima, we do not know. Tvat priya, your beloved, yad vyavasati, why she is taken to this sort of life, bhutale, on the ground, nirvastare, without bedding, sayanam, lying down, pasya took, shatruhan, O killer of the enemies. Translation, all the women address the king, O master of the citizens, we do not know why your dear wife has taken on this sort of existence. O killer of the enemies, kindly look. She's lying on the ground, without bedding. We cannot understand why she's acting in this way. Report. When a person is devoid of devotional service or Vishnu Bhakti, he takes to many sinful activities. King Paranjana left home, neglected his own wife, and engaged himself in killing animals. This is the position of all materialistic men. They do not care for a married chaste wife. They take the wife only as an instrument for sense enjoyment, not as a means for devotional service. They have unrestricted sex life. to have unrestricted sex life, the Karmis work very hard. They have concluded the best course is to have sex with any woman and simply pay the price for her all as though she were a mercantile commodity. Thus, they engage their energy in working very hard for such material acquisitions. Such materialistic people have lost their good intelligence. They must search out their intelligence within the heart. A person who does not have a chaste wife, accepted by religious principles, always has a bewildered intelligence. The wife of King Pranjana was lying on the ground because she was neglected by her husband. Actually, the woman must always be protected by her husband. We always speak of the goddess of fortune as being placed on the chest of Narayan. In other words, the wife must remain embraced by her husband. Then she becomes beloved and well protected. Just as one saves his money and places it under his own personal protection, one should similarly protect his wife by his own personal supervision. Just as intelligence is always within the heart, so a beloved chaste wife should always have her place on the chest of a good husband. This is the proper relationship between husband and wife. A wife is therefore called adangani, or half of the body. One cannot remain with one leg, one hand, or one side of the body. He must have two sides. Similarly, according to nature's way, husband and wife should live together. In the lower species of life, among animals and birds, it is seen that by nature's arrangement, the husband and wife live together. It is similarly ideal in human life for the husband and wife to live together. The home should be a place for devotional service, and the wife should be chaste and accepted by ritualistic ceremony. In this way, one can become happy at home. Text 18. Narada Vacha Pundranjana Shramahisim Nirakshyamva Dutambuvi Tat Sango Tamatita Gyano Vilakyam Paramam Yayo. Synonyms: Narada Vacha, the great sage Narada spoke, Pranjana, King Pranjana, Sva Mahisim, his own queen, Niriksha, after seeing Avadutam, appearing like a mendicant, Bhuvi, on the ground, taught her Sangha by association, Unmatita, encouraged, Jnana, whose knowledge, Vaikalivyam, bewilderment, Paramam Supreme Yayo, obtained. Translation. The great sage Narada continued, My dear King Prachinibari, as soon as King Pranjana saw his queen lying on the ground, appearing like a mendicant, he immediately became bewildered. Purport. In this verse, the word avadutam is especially significant, for it refers to a mendicant who does not take care of his body. Since the queen was lying on the ground without bedding or proper dress, King Pranjana became very much aggrieved. In other words, he repented that he had neglected his intelligence and had engaged himself in the forest and killing animals. In other words, when one's good intelligence is separated or neglected, he fully engages in sinful activities. Due to neglecting one's good intelligence or Krishna consciousness, one becomes bewildered and engages in sinful activities. Upon realizing this, a man becomes repentant. Such repentance is described by Narottam Das Thakur, Hari Hari Vipale Janma Gonainu. Manushya Janmana Paya Radha Krishna Na Bujai Janiya Shunya Visha Kaino. Narottam Das Thakur herein says that he repents from having spoiled his human life and knowingly drunk poison. By not being Krishna conscious, one willingly drinks the poison of material life. The purport is that one certainly becomes addicted to sinful activities, and when he becomes devoid of his good chaste wife, or when he has lost his good sense and does not take to Krishna consciousness. Text 19. Shantvayan shlakshnaya vacha hridayena vidudyata pranasya shnenar samramba lingam atmani nabhyagat. Synonyms. Shantvayan, pacifying, shlakshnaya, by sweet, vacha, words, hridayena, with a heart, vidudyata, regretting very much, Priyasya, of his beloved, Snena, but from affection, Samramba, of anger, Lingam, symptoms, Atmani, in her heart, Na, did not, Abhyagat, arouse. Translation. The king, with a grieved mind, began to speak to his wife with very pleasing words. Although he was filled with regret and tried to pacify her, he could not see any symptom of anger caused by love within the heart of his beloved wife. Purport. The king very much regretted having left his wife and having gone to the forest to execute sinful activities. When a person regrets his sinful activities, the abandoning of Krishna consciousness and good intelligence, his path of deliverance from the path of material clutches is opened. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 555, Paravastavad Abhoda Jato Yavan Najidnasata Atmatattvam. When a person loses his Krishna consciousness and loses interest in self-realization, he must engage in sinful activities. All one's activities in a life devoid of Krishna consciousness simply lead to defeat and misuse of one's life. Naturally, one who comes to Krishna consciousness forgets his previous sinful activities in the human form. Only by this process can one be delivered from the clutches of nascence and ignorance in materialistic life. Text 20. Anunie ta sanakar viro nunaya kovida pasparsa pada yugalam aha chotksanga lalitam. Synonyms. Anunia began to flatter Atta thus. Sanakai gradually vira the hero. Anunaya Kovida, one who is very expert in flattery, Pasparsha touched Pada Yugalam, both the feet, aha, he said, cha also, Utsanga on his lap, Lalitam thus being embraced. Translation, because the king was very expert in flattery, he began to pacify his queen very slowly. First he touched her 2 feet, then embraced her nicely, seating her on his lap and began to speak as follows. Purport. One has to awaken his Krishna consciousness by first regretting his past deeds. Just as King Paranjana began to flatter his queen, one should, by deliberate consideration, raise himself to the platform of Krishna consciousness. To attain such an end, one must touch the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Krishna consciousness cannot be achieved by self-endeavor. One must therefore approach a self-realized Krishna-conscious person and touch his lotus feet. Prahlad Maharaj therefore said, Naisam matis tavad ukru kraman grim sparsi tapavgamo yadarta mahiyasam padarojo bisikam niskinshananam navrnita yavat. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.32. One cannot come to the precincts of Krishna consciousness unless he touches the dust of the lotus feet of a person who has become a mahatma, a great devotee. This is the beginning of the surrendering process. Lord Krishna wants everyone to surrender to him, and this surrendering process begins when one touches the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master. By sincerely rendering service to a bona fide spiritual master, one begins a spiritual life in Krishna consciousness. Touching the lotus feet of the spiritual master means giving up one's false prestige and unnecessarily puffed up position in the material world. Those who remain in the darkness of material existence due to their falsely prestigious positions, so-called scientists and philosophers, are actually atheists. They do not know the ultimate cause of everything. Although bewildered, they are not ready to surrender themselves to the lotus feet of a person who knows things in their proper perspective. In other words, one cannot arouse Krishna consciousness simply by his own mental speculation. One must surrender to a bona fide spiritual master. Only this process will help one. Text 21. Paranjana uvacha nunam tvaka akrita punyaste britya yeshve ishvara sube kritanga shvabma sat kritva shikshadandam nad yunjite. Synonyms. Paranjana uvacha. Paranjana said, nunam, certainly, to then, akrita punya, those who are not pious, te, such, britya, servants, yeshu, unto whom, Ishvara, the master, Sube, O most auspicious one, Krita Angasu, having committed an offense, Atmasat, accepting as their own, Kritva, doing so, Shiksha, instructive, Dandam, punishment, Nayunjate, do not give. Translation, King Pranjana said, my dear beautiful wife, when a master accepts a servant as his own man but does not punish him for his offenses, the servant must be considered unfortunate. Purport. According to Vedic civilization, domestic animals and servants are treated exactly like one's own children. Animals and children are sometimes punished, not out of vengeance, but out of love. Similarly, a master sometimes punishes his servant, not out of vengeance, but out of love, to correct him, to bring him to the right point. Thus, King Paranjana took his punishment dealt by his wife, the queen, as mercy upon him. He considered himself the most obedient servant of the queen. She was angry at him for his sinful activities, namely hunting in the forest and leaving her at home. King Paranjana accepted the punishment as actual love and affection from his wife. And in the same way, when a person is punished by the laws of nature, by the will of God, he should not be disturbed. real devotee thinks in this way. When a devotee is put into an awkward position, he takes it as the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Tate nukumpam sushasmikashamano bunja na evatma kritam vipakam ridvag vipurbir vidaham namaste vijeta yo mukti pade sadayabak. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8. This verse states that a devotee accepts a reversal of his position in life as a benediction by the Lord and consequently offers the Lord more obeisances and prayers, thinking that the punishment is due to his past misdeeds and that the Lord is punishing very mildly. The punishment awarded by the state or by God for one's own fault is actually for one's benefit. In the Manusmita, it is said that the king should be considered merciful when he condemns a murderer to death, because a murderer punished in this life becomes freed from his sinful activity in the next life, takes birth cleared of all sins. If one accepts punishment as a reward dealt by the master, he becomes intelligent enough not to commit the same mistake again. Text 22. Paramo nugraho dando briteshu paruna pita blona veda tatvan tanvi bandhu krityam amarshana. Synonyms: parama, supreme, anugraha, a mercy, danda, punishment, briteshu, upon the servants, prabhuna, by the master, arpita, awarded, bala, foolish, na, does not, veda, no, tat, that, tvanvi, O slender maiden, bandhu krityam, a duty of a friend. Amarsana, angry. Translation: my dear slender maiden, when a master chastises his servant, the servant should accept this as a great mercy. One who becomes angry must be very foolish not to know that such a duty is the duty of his friend. Purport: it is said that when a foolish man is instructed in something very nice, he generally cannot accept it. Indeed, he actually becomes angry. Such anger is compared to the poison of a serpent. For when the serpent is fed milk and bananas, its poison actually increases. Instead of becoming merciful or sober, the serpent increases its poisonous venom when fed nice foodstuffs. Similarly, when a fool is instructed, he does not rectify himself, but actually becomes angry. Text 23. Natam mukham sudati subriv adaraga bara vrida vilamba vilasad dasita valokam Nila laka libhir upakritam anusamana svanam pradarshaya manasvini valgu vakya. Synonyms: sa, that, you, my wife, tvam, you, mukam, your face, sudati, with beautiful teeth, subru, with beautiful eyebrows, anuraga, attachment, bara, loaded by, Vrinda, feminine shyness, Vilamba, hanging down, Vilasat, shining, Hasita, smiling, Avalokam, with glances, Nila, bluish, Alaka, with hair, Alibi, bee-like, Upaskritam, thus being beautiful, Unasam, with the raised nose, Na, to me, Shvanam, who am yours, Pardarsaya, please show, Manasvini, O most thoughtful lady, Valgu Vakyam, with sweet words. Translation: my dear wife, your teeth are very beautifully set, and your attractive features make you appear very thoughtful. Kindly give up your anger, be merciful upon me, and please smile upon me with loving attachment. When I see a smile on your beautiful face, when I see your hair, which is as beautiful as the color blue, and see your raised nose, and hear your sweet talk, you will become more beautiful to me, and thus attract me and oblige me. You are my most respected mistress. Purport: an effeminate husband being attracted by the external beauty of his wife, tries to become her most obedient servant. Shripad Shankaracharya is therefore advised that we not become attracted by a lump of flesh and blood. The story is told that at one time a man, very much attracted to a beautiful woman, wooed the woman in such a way that she devised a plan to show him the ingredients of her beauty. The woman made a date to see him, and before seeing him, she took a purgative so that the whole day and night she simply passed stool and preserved that stool in a pot. The next night, when the man came to see her, she appeared very ugly and emaciated. When the man inquired from her about the woman with whom he had an engagement, she replied, quote, I am that very woman, end quote. The man refused to believe it, not knowing that she had lost all her beauty due to the violent purgative that had caused her to pass stool day and night. When the man began to argue with her, the woman said that she was not beautiful, looking beautiful, because she was separated from the ingredients of her beauty. When the man asked how she could be so separated, the woman said, quote, come on, and I'll show you, end quote. She then showed him the pot filled with stool and vomit. Thus, the man became aware that the beautiful woman was simply a lump of matter composed of blood, stool, urine, and similar disgusting ingredients. This is the actual fact, but in a state of illusion, the man becomes attracted by illusory beauty and becomes a victim of Maya. King Pranjana begged his wife to return to her original beauty. He tried to revive her just as a living entity tries to revive his original consciousness, Krishna consciousness, which is very beautiful. All the beautiful features of the queen could be compared to the beautiful features of Krishna consciousness. When one returns to his original Krishna consciousness, he actually becomes steady and his life becomes successful. Text 24. Tasmin dade damam aham tava virapatni. Yo niyatra bashura kulat krita kibisastam pasye navita bayam unmaditam trilokyam anyatra vaimura ripor un itaratra dashat. Synonyms. Tasmin, unto him dade I shall give damam punishment aham I tava to you virapatni, O wife of the hero, ya one who anyatra besides bhushatra kulat from the group of demigods on this earth, the brahmanas, krita dan kilbisha offense tam him pasye I see na not vita without bayam fear and meditam without anxiety trilokim within the three worlds anyatra elsewhere by certainly mirarupo of the enemy of mura Krishna itaratna on the other hand dashat than the servant. Translation. O hero's wife, kindly tell me if someone has offended you. I am prepared to give such a person punishment as long as he does not belong to the Brahmana caste. But for the servant of Murarupa, Krishna, I excuse no one within or beyond these three worlds. No one can freely move after offending you, for I am prepared to punish him. Purport. According to Vedic civilization, a Brahmana, or one who is properly qualified to understand the absolute truth, that is, one belonging to the most intelligent social order, as well as the devotee of Lord Krishna, one who is known as Muradvisha, enemy of the demon named Mura, is not subject to the rules and regulations of the state. In other words, upon breaking the laws of the state, everyone can be punished by the government except the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Brahmanas and Vaishnavas never transgress the laws of the state or the laws of nature because they perfectly know well the resultant reactions caused by such law-breaking. Even though they may sometimes appear to violate such laws, they are not to be punished by the king. This instruction was given by King Prachini Barishat by Narada Muni. King Paranjana was a representative of King Prachini Barishat, and Narada Muni was reminding King Prachini Barishat of his forefather, Maharaj Prithu, who never chastised a Brahmana or a Vaishnava. Once pure intelligence or pure Krishna consciousness becomes polluted by material activities. Pure consciousness can be revived by the process of sacrifice, charity, pious activities, etc. But when one pollutes his Krishna consciousness by offending a Brahmana or a Vaishnava, it is very difficult to revive. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described the Vaishnava parad, or offense to a Vaishnava, as, quote, the mad elephant offense, end quote. One should be very careful not to offend a Vaishnava or a Brahmana. Even the great yogi Devas was harassed by the Sudarshan Chakra when he offended the Vaishnava Maharaj Ambarish, who was neither a Brahmana nor a sannyasi, but an ordinary householder. Maharaj Ambarish was a Vaishnava, and consequently Durvasa Muni was chastised. The conclusion is that if Krishna consciousness is covered by material sins, one can eliminate the sins simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. But if one pollutes his Krishna consciousness by offending a Brahmana or a Vaishnava, one cannot revive it until one properly atones for the sin by pleasing the offended Vaishnava or Brahmana. This was the course that Durvasa Muni had to follow, for he surrendered unto Maharaj Ambarish. A Vaishnava parad cannot be atoned for by any other means than by begging the pardon of the offended Vaishnava. Text 25. Vaktram nate vitilankam malinam viharsham saramba bhimam abrimstam apetarangam pasye stanav api sochu pahato sujato bimbaharam vigata kumkum mapankaragam. Synonyms. Vaktram face, na never te your vitilakam, without being decorated, mulaninam, unclean, virhasam, morose, virumba, with anger, bimam, dangerous, avimstram, without luster, apetaragam, without affection, pasi, I have seen, stano, your breasts, also, papi also, shucha apahato, be wet because of your tears, sujato, so nice, bimba, adharam, red lips, vigata, without kumkum panka, saffron, ragam, color. Translation, my dear wife, until this day I have not never seen your face without tilak decorations, nor have I seen you so morose or without luster or affection, nor have I seen your two nice breasts wet with tears from your eyes, nor have I ever seen your lips, which are extraordinarily as red as the bimba fruit, without their reddish hue. Purport, every woman looks very beautiful when decorated with tilak and vermilion. A woman generally becomes very attractive when her lips are colored with reddish saffron or vermilion. But when one's consciousness and intelligence are without any brilliant thoughts about Krishna, they become morose and lusterless, so much so that one cannot derive any benefit despite sharp intelligence. Text 26. Tanme prasida surida krita kilbasayasya saivram gatasya mirgayam vasana turasyas na devaram vasagatam kumus mastra vega Vishrasta pusnam us sati na bajeta kritye. Synonyms, tut, therefore. May unto me, prasida, be kind, surida, intimate friend, krita bikil bisasya, having committed sinful activities, svaryam, independently, gutasya, who went, mrigayam, hunting, vishaya aturasya, being influenced by a sinful desire, ka, what woman, devaram, the husband, vasagatam, under her control, kusuma astravega, pierced by the arrow of Cupid, visrasta, scattered, paumsnam, his patience, usati, very beautiful, na, never, vajeta, would embrace, krite, in proper duty. Translation. My dear queen, due to my sinful desires, I went to the forest to hunt without asking you. I must therefore admit that I have offended you. Nevertheless, thinking of me as your most intimate subordinate, you should still be very much pleased with me. Factually, I am very much bereaved, being pierced by the arrow of Cupid, I am feeling lusty. Where is there the beautiful woman who would give up her lusty husband and refuse to unite with him? Purport, both man and woman desire one another. That is the basic principle of material existence. Women in general always keep themselves beautiful so that they can be attractive to their lusty husbands. When a lusty husband comes before his wife, the wife takes advantage of his aggressive activities and enjoys life. Generally, when a woman is attacked by a man, whether her husband or some other man, she enjoys the attack, being too lusty. In other words, when one's intelligence is properly utilized, both the intellect or the intelligent person enjoy one another with great satisfaction. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.45, Yan maitunadi grimedi krum sukamitu cham kandu yanena karayor iva dukadukam. The actual happiness of the karmis is sex life. They work very hard outside the home, and to satiate themselves after their hard labor, they come home to enjoy sex life. King Paranjana went to the forest to hunt, and after his hard labor, he returned home to enjoy sex life. If a man lives outside the home and spends a week in a city or somewhere else, at the end of the week, he becomes very anxious to return home and enjoy sex with his wife. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yat maitunedi grihamedi sukamitu chan. Karmis work very hard, simply to enjoy sex. Modern human societies improve the materialistic way of life simply by inducing unrestricted sex life in many different ways. This is most prominently visible in the Western world. Thus, end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fourth canto, 26th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, King Paranjana goes to the forest to hunt, and his queen becomes angry, end quote.